The John DiBella Podcast.
Today, of course, Valentine's Day. And I saw this, you know, the folks at Google and Google Trends will put out like a map of the United States and say, okay, pick a topic. Mm-hmm. And they'll go search and see what people are searching for in that state. All right. And they did date activities for the past month. So figuring people were planning on, you know, doing something special for Valentine's Day.
Right.
Right. So they have the whole country, you know, mapped out. Some people are going to go in Nevada. The big thing that they were looking for was go-karts.
Okay.
That could always be a fun date.
I mean, are they out in like the desert doing go-karts where you're going like 70?
No, probably
almost like dune buggies.
Oh, well, that's dune buggies. Yeah. Then you got a lot of mini golfs. Right,
sure.
Mini golf, all over across the country. Got one in California. Got one in, I guess that's Oklahoma.
All right.
It got one. In Washington, it's not mini golf. It's putt putt.
Same thing. Oh, okay. So that's same, sort of like a soda pop thing.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, a lot of arcade things. But the ones that get me the most is movies.
Why?
But you think about it. You know, although a movie date is like. A movie date is you've been dating for a while. A movie date isn't a first date or a romantic date.
Sure, I don't even talk to you.
Basically, it's like, let's go see this thing so I don't talk to you for the better part of 2 hours.
Does it have an age group of who was asked this?
No.
Because it could be some teenage boyfriend, girlfriend going to a movie.
It's possible. It seems in Alaska they like dinner theater.
Right? Oh, right. I didn't know that was
Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania, bowling.
I love bowling.
Yeah, I do too. All right. Bowling is also from Maryland. In the Delaware, they escape rooms.
Okay.
I've never done one. Well, they're planning on moving. They just want to – how do I get out of the state? Right. Let me practice this way. All right. But, you know, a lot of escape rooms, especially up in New England, Maine and Vermont, New Hampshire, right, Rhode Island, all escape room fans.
We should do a
John DiBella Show Escape Room.
John versus John group of listeners, Steve group of listeners. See who gets out of their escape room first.
Ooh.
That'd be fun.
Oh, that would be fun.
All right, let me write that down.
Write that down. And then and then maybe some wise client will call and go, hey, we could do that for you. I was thinking about this yesterday because I'm working in the shop.
Yep.
All right. And I find binder clips to be one of the handiest things on the planet. Because, you know, and you could have the big binder clips, a lot like here in the studio, mm-hmm. I keep things, you know, in front of me, held to the copy board with the little binder clips.
The little
clips.
Black and the little, silver
right. Okay, right. But the big ones I can use sometimes, and even the small ones, like I'm doing some gluing in the shop I got to hold a tiny piece together, and all of my clamps are far too big.
Sure.
And the binder clips come in real handy.
All right.
Also great for like chips. Right, like
closing a chip bag.
A chip bag.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah,
they work that way. All right, I have actually seen people use them. I've seen people use them on dresses, right? Where they lost a hem, like, you know.
Wow.
And someone will come back with and they just stick it inside. You don't see that it's that's there. Right?
Okay.
So,
yes.
Handy.
It does make sense.
Here's the question for everybody. All right? Number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. What is something that you use that is not the use for what it is made? Right? So use that isn't a use.
Oh, God, I've got so much in my house.
All right.
So many things.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, all right, let's start in the hallway upstairs.
Okay.
There is a slipper that is being currently used as a door stopper to my bedroom door because I WD-40'd all the
hinges,
and now every friggin' door in the house just shuts on its own.
Okay.
All right? That's one
house
out of the hallway.
Is tilted, by the
that's
way.
One, I think there's stuff that's on the, there's too many coats
on
and sweatshirts on the back and towels that are swinging it.
All
on
right.
The other end of the hallway, a trash can is propping open the bathroom door.
Okay.
The same damn problem.
Right.
When you walk down the 5 steps, you walk in my front door, our dining room table, which rarely is used because we usually eat in the kitchen, is a shelf.
It's a shelf.
You walk in, whatever you have in your hands, it goes on the dining room table. It then gets cleared at the end of the week, and then we start over again on Monday.
I see.
So that's a shelf.
All right.
And outside, there's an old flower, like a wooden, maybe foot and a half tall barrel.
Your house is a wreck.
Shut up. No, it's not. How dare you? It's a foot and a half flower barrel that the old owner used to put flowers in. It is full of construction toys.
Because
my boys play with their construction site.
That
basically the side garden.
That makes sense.
Yes.
You know what else those binder clips are good for?
What?
when a shade breaks,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
And like the string on a shade breaks or something like that, you just roll it up, you put the binder clip there, right? And you need to come down, undo the binder clip, shade comes down, right? So
clever.
But you got anything, Sin?
Well, you know those grabbers that they make for old people that don't want to bend over and pick things up off the floor?
All right.
My grandma had one.
Right.
She had MS, though, so she needed it. Cindy.
I use them to close curtains because I can't reach,
what?
So if I want to get the curtain, well, in my bedroom, I want to get the curtain really close, like all the way, so no light comes out of the sides. So I pull it over and I like hook it around the end of the curtain rod and I use the grabber to do
because,
that.
Because the curtain rod always has that bump in it where the two rods are meeting, and if you try to pull it over on your own,
it
gets
work.
Caught
it
up
stuck.
In that.
Okay.
But if you got her can grabber, right? You know, I cannot believe that you actually walked in a store and bought one of those at your age.
We inherited them.
Oh, you inherited them. That's it. You know,
so
he could have left money, but why
relative.
Take that? I got a can grabber.
Right.
All right. So what's it for you, folks? You must have something, a use that isn't a use, whether it's like these binder clips or you know.
Half the stuff in my house.
Half the stuff in Steve's house or the old lady grabber thing that Cindy is using. What do you have? What a use that isn't a use and it works well for you?
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Although Crazy on You was the first single we got from Heart in the United States, they had already released a couple of singles in Canada, but this is really what brought Heart to the attention of America. And Nancy Wilson recalls that hearing the lyrics for the first time and gives credit to her bandmate for the guitar riff, but it's how she heard the lyrics. Yeah, let her explain.
Roger Fisher provided us with that memorable riff. That riff is wonderful. I was really sick, and I had a fever and everything, and Ann came in with these lyrics. And I just remember being in some kind of a dream state, just going, those are the coolest words. The willow part. I was a willow last night in my dream. I was like, oh, man, that's so good. Okay, good night. And I felt back asleep.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's time now for us to get to
I'm your last middle man. I'm your last middle man.
We've got our last minute men on the line right now. Tony is here. Good morning to you, Tony. How you doing?
How you doing, John?
I am fine, sir. And we also have Ken. Hiya, Ken.
Good morning, John.
Booyakasha. Booyakasha. All right, gentlemen, you understand what you have to do for Last Minute Man. You've got your multiple questions, your direct questions, and your fill-in-the-blank questions. And the person who answers the most correctly is going to be having dinner at Harvest tonight for Valentine's Day. Now, in case of a tie, we remind you that we'll ask you tiebreaker questions. And in order to be the one that answers it, you shout out your first name. Right? And the first one we hear, we'll let that person answer first. Okay?
Got it.
All right, well, then let's start out with Tony. You ready, Steve?
Yeah.
All right, let's get this going.
All right, Tony.
All right, here comes your first question, Tony.
All right, first question. Which of these fabrics is see-through? Is it A, chenille.
Chenille.
Should have asked about that one. Chenille. Is it B, chiffon? Or is it C, silk?
It is A, chenille.
A, chenille is, I have to tell you, sir... incorrect. It's chiffon.
Oh, okay. All right.
Here comes your next question.
Next question. What highly absorbent paper do you need to use when pressing flowers?
Wow. I have no idea.
All right. Well, then we'll have to give you a buzz on that one, and that would be blotting paper.
All right, Tony. Let's get this. Let's get one here. Where is a premature baby placed after birth so it can be kept at a constant and good temperature?
Incubator.
Incubator. That's one for Tony. We move on to Ken. All right, Ken, you have to get two right in order to walk away with dinner at Harvest.
All right, here we go. Ken, if you were born in May, what would be your birthstone? Is it A, pearl, B, emerald, or C, diamond?
Emerald.
Emerald is correct. One more, and you are the winner.
What is the main ingredient in Coq au Vin?
What is
cocoa?
Cocoa. No, it would be chicken. All right, Coq au Vin.
All right.
Here comes your last one. Get this right, and you still get dinner.
Get this one. Here we go. When cleaning glass, what leaves less streaks, cotton or newspaper?
Newspaper.
Newspaper is correct.
Wow, I had no idea.
Yeah, it's true. It
don't leave lint.
It does, right. It doesn't leaves no streaks at all.
Instead, it just leaves ink.
Right. That's it.
Cool.
All right, Ken, you've got yourself dinner at Harvest from Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. I need some more information this morning in regards to, Valentine's Day, and it's, love is in the air and all that stuff. Sure. And in this case, and Cindy, we are definitely including you in this.
Okay.
We're talking about movie love, things that you might see happen in movies that seem like that would be romantic, but have you ever done it, and was it romantic at all? Okay. So let me ask you, Mile High Club?
No.
All right, Cindy? Mile High Club?
No.
Yes.
No, not at all.
I got a yes on that one.
Really?
Yes, I got a yes on that one.
Wow.
All right. Taking a bath together?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
No,
I got a yes on that one also. Really not comfortable. It's the only good thing about it is that, well, if you're on the faucet side, it sucks.
It just
sucks. Okay,
let's get into that.
Sex in the car.
Yeah.
Was that a yes?
Yeah.
Cindy, sex in the car.
Of course.
Yes, I think sex.
Had a rite of passage.
Eating food off of someone.
No. Well,
mess.
Not in a sexual way. I mean.
No, not in a sexual way at all. Sinatra used to eat scrambled eggs off of the bellies of hookers.
I've got kids. There's food everywhere in this house.
What about swooping stuff off the table and having passionate love?
No. Right. That's not an actual thing, is it?
But no, people do. Oh, yeah. Well, it happens in movies all the time.
Right.
If it happened to me, all I know is Lisa would go, I got to clean all this crap up now.
I just said earlier about our dining room table. It's just a shelf. How much stuff would be on the floor?
All right. Breakfast in bed?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I've never had breakfast in bed.
Really?
Right now.
I'm sorry.
All right. Satin sheets?
No.
Yeah, that's a nightmare.
No. That's a nightmare. It's like you constantly feel like you're going to fall off the bed.
Yep.
Oh, are they that slippery?
Yeah, that's slippery.
Oh, no. Okay. Just straight regular cotton sheets.
Okay, yeah. All right. Randomly showing up at someone's house after a breakup, especially after they've moved on?
No.
What, Cindy?
I may have done that, and it's not a good idea.
I may have also.
You psychos! My God, take a hint.
We got into this conversation earlier this morning, and we are sort of curious as to where you stand with it, where there are things that you use that this was not the use they were made for. And my example is binder clips. And binder clips come in all sorts of sizes, and they become really handy for me. You know, obviously, binder clip, great for the close up a chip bag.
Yep.
All right. I use them in the shop, too. I'm gluing things, and my clamps aren't too big for it. Get a little binder clip. You put it on in there. It works perfect.
Sure.
All right. You're using articles of clothing.
Yeah. A slipper is my doorstop in my bedroom.
All right. Anything else?
There's an old flower pot outside that is now used to hold my boys' construction toys.
All right.
Still full of dirt.
It's still full of dirt on top of that?
Yeah.
Well, it's
a construction site now, John. It's not a flower pot. The dirt has no reason to come out.
I'm beginning to understand now. All right, so let's go to the phone. And, of course, who's first on the phone? Take a guess.
Oh, I know who it is. Conrad.
Conrad, let's go to the phone. Hi there, Conrad. How you doing?
I am fine. John, how are you on this beautiful morning?
I am damn fine. Happy Valentine's Day.
And to you as well.
All right. So, sir, now that we're two men who are proud to say Happy Valentine's Day to each other. All right. What do you use something else for other than the use it's made for? What is it?
It's a wine display thing in the shape of a lifeguard stand that was being disposed of.
Okay.
And I gave it to a friend that has a pool, and they use it for their towels and suntan lotion and stuff like that next to their pool in the summertime.
Where was the wine being displayed? Just sit, like where they sit?
It was either Naked Grape or Barefoot Grape or one of those wines, and it was a display in a liquor store.
It was in a state store, and they were throwing it out, and you grabbed it.
It actually sounds like they're getting a better use out of it by the pool than for an actual wine display.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, and it's not particularly good wine, but it's a great lifeguard stand for
that. Have a great morning. Okay, Dave, what are you using for a use other than the use it's made for?
Clothespins.
Clothespins.
You know, when you travel, you're in a hotel, and they have those huge crate and drapes, and they don't close.
Right, right.
Clothespins. Close them right up. No sun gets in the morning. You can sleep till noon.
Oh, wow. So you're using clothespins sort of the way John uses the paper
the binders.
The
binder yeah.
That's a good idea.
Back in my theater days, you would always use clothespins to keep, like, things closed on the set.
Okay,
so,
right.
For the set, same thing he's talking about. So, Ray, what about you? What are you using something for that isn't the use that it was made for?
Yes. Hi, John. Well, we use one of those ceramic flower pots to throw our pretty little packages of dog poop in.
I've seen that. That's not, I don't think that's too outlandish there, Ray. It's this way, then you just take that flower pot and dump it in your trash can. Trash day, right?
That's right, yeah.
And if you want, add some soil to it, and next thing you know, you got
perfect.
You,
compost.
Yeah. Compost.
Yeah, right.
Your backyard looks great, but it smells like dog crap. Have a good morning.
You too.
Okay, Tommy, what about yourself? What do you use something for that isn't its usual use?
A paper clip.
To do what?
To clean the wax out of your ears. It's just like a doctor's tool.
So you use the bend, obviously.
I
don't
use the bend. The bend.
Oh, you're using the bend. I was going to say, that's got to be the most dangerous thing on the planet.
All right, let me ask you. I'm sure it does work. It actually sounds pretty good. After you use it, do you then reuse it for paperclip?
Absolutely. So I'm Italian.
It's an earwax remover and a paperclip.
And by the way, don't blame your the disgusting habits on your nationality. I take complete offense to that.
Booyakasha.
Have a good morning. Susan, what about yourself?
Kitchen knives as screwdrivers. And it drives my husband crazy.
Now, are you talking about a sharp end knife, or are you talking more of a blunt end knife?
Well, it depends. If it's a flathead screw, I use a butter knife.
Right.
And if it's a Phillips head screw, I use a steak knife.
Oh, well, I strictly use the butter knife, either a Phillips head or flathead.
Uh-huh. Oh, try the steak knife for the Phillips head.
Yes, you can, because all you got to do is you take the steak knife, and then you just hold it at an angle so you can get two sides.
All right.
Drives my husband nuts.
Yeah, that makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, especially because there's screwdrivers in the house.
Correct.
Yes, and a man that can operate them.
Have a good morning.
Thank you. Bye.
Bobby, what about yourself? All right, what do you use something for that isn't its real use?
A refrigerator that we hold dishes in. The plastic bags that you get from, like, the store, we use them as trash bags.
Sure.
And, like, the hair clips. I hold them for my curtains to shut them and lock them.
I kind of want to go back to the refrigerator.
Yeah, I want to go back to the refrigerator, too.
That's holding dishes.
Wait, so do you have more than one refrigerator?
Yeah.
And one of them is just for...
No, we got two of them that hold all our dishes.
I'm beginning to believe that Bobby might have a car up on cinder blocks. All right. because you have a couple of refrigerators that you just use for storage?
Yeah, well, for dishes.
How many plates do you have? How many dishes do you have that there's not enough cabinet space?
We don't have no cabinets. That's the thing.
Oh.
Okay, that makes sense. Now
so they just keep buying refrigerators. Hey, we... Oh, my God. We're really running out of space. You better get another refrigerator. Have a good morning.
The John DeBella Show.
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.